This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The people have spoken. We will get to draft talk momentarily, but you guys are, listen,
that's only if you bought 120 pack Crayola.
You never had that?
No. Oh. 64 is where we maxed out.
I thought it was, what is it?
We weren't living big at fake Lutheran Tech in Southwest Detroit.
I didn't need crayons for high school.
I didn't have crayon. I had the off brand.
Okay.
Wow.
Dayola? You know,
what were those called?
The dollar store, whatever they were called.
For real?
Yes, for real.
They didn't have a building fund for Greater Life back then?
It wasn't a Greater Life back then.
Oh, that was going for the preacher's Maybach.
Okay, Bedside Baptist. No,
let's go to Basketball Elite. Dre is in Southfield, and he joins the show again. Dre, how are you?
I'm good. Well, for one, you know, Mike, I have to even tell myself this. I have to remind myself to give some Pistons fans some grace. It's been a long time since we've had real basketball playoff implications that we actually belonged on the court and we were competing in, where there can be some controversial calls, and that you have to readjust yourself to, yes, you know, that's a bad call by the refs, but we can't get it both ways. Quite frankly, if the refs would have called the game in the first half the way they did in the first half, this may have gotten blown up by 15. Because
First
half, you watch, the Knicks played, the game was pretty much the Knicks become more skilled. And they were clicking on all cylinders, and the Pistons couldn't keep up. And the only way that Pistons could regulate that, kind of make it a little bit more even, is by increasing the physicality and the refs allowing them to do so.
Yep.
And so in the second half, that's what happened. You know, the Knicks weren't able to adjust to that. The Pistons, that's their game. That's the best they can do, because they're not as skilled. And they were able to flip the game on its head. But it always comes back to, at the end of the day, especially in the NBA, man. Football, you can get away with having a few more try-hard guys. But in the NBA, man, it's all about star power. It's about guys who are shot makers that can make big shots down the stretch. And it came down to that again yesterday, right? You know, Brunson and Cat, the shots they were hitting were
99th percent difficulty percentile.
Durant gets a lot of crap, and rightfully so. He doesn't have the best lateral quickness, especially guarding big men on the perimeter. The two shots that Cat hit in the fourth quarter, one behind the backboard, the other one 35 feet, there's nothing you could do about that. You just tip the cap, you know. And that's when it comes down to, when you want to win at crunch time, you got to have guys that can make shots. Guys who can make shots where the defense does all they can do, and it's just goodness, right? And that's what it came down to yesterday. And on one end, you know, we wanted the game to get more physical. I've been loving it personally. I love the fact that maybe a little bit more balanced, but I like the fact that it's not like the regular season. Let these guys earn buckets. To me, that's the essence of basketball. When it's somewhat close to even, defense can do what they can do, and offense can do what they can do. And I thought they had their opportunities, man, you know. And Cade, he had two chances. You know, he turned the ball over one possession. I don't know why he decided to try to do a spin move knowing Josh Hart was to his right. I mean, dude, you got to know that Josh is not going to just let you go one-on-one. They haven't been doing it all game. Why would you think you can go one-on-one with a defender on your side and think he's not going to help, right? That's a bad decision by him. And he had a good-looking last shot, you know, and that's what you wanted. And the difference was Katie misses shots, Bronson and Kat hit theirs. And sometimes you just got to take your lumps when you're a young team. And you know what's funny? I've been so shocked that Costa had this condition even going to the series, because I think he's one of the most measured people at the station. I never went to this series thinking we're going to beat the Knicks.
Yeah, but Dre, let me help you. Okay, it's pretty well known. I am a fan of Jim Costa. I like Jim a lot.
Yeah, he's great.
I like him personally. I think the world of him professionally. However, when it comes to his own teams, he turns into a complete boner. So I can't, there's nothing I can do. Dre, the man showed up in a sequin shirt saying they were going to blow out the Bills. When it involves his own teams, he's thinking with the wrong head. That's all I can tell.
And sunglasses, yeah.
It must be, because like what I wanted is pretty much what they've done. It's that I want them to show up to the series, not embarrass themselves,
yep,
compete, really push the
Dre, team, they're going to be better for it, Dre. They're going to be better for it. I think if they do the right things this summer, they can be a legitimate threat next year. I mean it.
And hold on, Dre, real quick, and I hate to defend Jim Costa. He wasn't that far off the mark, because they could have easily won two of these games, and this could be 3-1.
Ifs and nuts, candy and butts. I mean, what are we doing?
I understand.
One last thing, guys. I'm with you there. But one thing that is just the history of the way, this is the way the league works. You don't skip steps in this league. If you look at any championship team in any era.
You're right.
You don't. You just don't. You take your lumps, man, and it sucks, right? If you want to stay local, we can stay local. Stay with the Bad Boys.
No, you're 100% right. You can't. You have to make it and lose and learn to win and the whole bit. Dre, you're right. All I'm saying is, this summer they have an opportunity to take a quantum leap forward. They have to make a decision as an organization if that's the route they want to go, or do they want to be the garbage men of the league. And what I mean by that is, you want to keep it rough and grimy, and you're riding the sanitation truck. That ain't an easy world. You know, do you want to get with the times here, get a star for your star, and all of a sudden, no, you're the team that's going to get calls. That's the NBA. It's always been the NBA. Like, I mean, going back to the 50s and 60s, that's the NBA. I'm not interested in being the outsider. I don't care.
You don't like the us versus the world?
No, I don't. I think it's pathetic. I think it's ridiculous. It's fine. I'm proud of living here. This is a hard city. This town has been through stuff that other towns can't imagine. But don't play the damn victim all the time. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, you also can't add to the stereotype coming out there chanting, you know, basically, F you, Brunson.
It was classless.
Yeah.
It was gross.
And before people go on TV, because remember, you were like, you want to be the main game. You want all of this.
Yeah. And you offered that.
Okay, here you go, Detroit.
And mind you, who's Brunson? Like, they were doing it to Draymond Green. First of all, Draymond Green is one of the most villainous people in the NBA in 15 years. Draymond has hurt people.
Right.
Draymond was a nutshot doctor. Draymond says incendiary. Do you know what Jalen Brunson does? None of that.
Right. If Draymond got shot, it would be 100 people as suspects. I don't know where to start.
All in the Western Conference.
Right.
248-539-9797. Yes, David.
I have your stat of the day, because people have complained about Brunson and how he foul hunts and all of this stuff. You know how many foul shots he shot in the fourth quarter?
Like one? No.
No, he only shot two all game.
Right, so he had zero in the fourth quarter.
Right. He had 16 in the fourth, and they were on daggers. Like, I love people who've watched basketball for 10 minutes. Oh, he's an unethical scorer. Okay, do me a favor. Go back in your cave.
Yeah. His fourth quarters in this series, 12 points, 14, 12, 15.
And making shots. Yes. He's not James Harden 2018, where he had no intent on scoring. That's all. I'm sorry. I don't understand how Brunson's become Darth Vader. If you don't like him because he's good, respect. But the narrative that has been created in the last week,
he's an unethical shooter.
Oh, and I'll say this, because Rico, we had this conversation when Mike was out. While I gave it to people just to not argue, they say, I give you K being the best player. I can't give you that argument ever. I didn't want it to then.
David, you heard those numbers I gave you?
Yeah.
Fourth quarter?
Thank you.
K's? 8-4-7-7. His fourth quarter.
And I hope he learns from it, but Brunson is that guy.
Yeah, and look, Brunson's had a little bit more time to marinate, right? He's on his second team. He's on that new Give it time. Cade's fine, man. I just want to put someone with him that isn't roster filler on a real championship team. Because ask yourself, does Beasley, Harris, Hardaway, do Assur, do any of these people start for any remotely serious team in this league?
I was about to say, would any of them start for the Knicks?
No.
That should tell you something.
No, much less Celtics, Cavs, etc.
No, right, but the team you're playing, if they were like, Cade, right. Yes, we will take him. What about the other guys? You're coming off the bench.
That's all right. Jim Costa told me this would all be easy. 248-539.
Okay,
97-97.
Natural weather. I'm just going to move forward.
A lot of hubris.